Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tilla with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome Kenneth Liu. He is a visual effects artist, a Marvel movie staple. He has worked on all of them: Guardians of the Galaxy, Ant-Man, Doctor Strange, Captain America, Winter Soldier, Iron Man 3. And he's here to talk about his latest directing venture entitled Artists in Agony. This will be hitting digital on July 21st. And Kenneth, welcome to the show. A crime mockumentary. Take us behind the genesis of this project, please.
Oh, wow. Well, good to be here, Rick. So I was consoling a buddy of mine who actually just got out of a 8-year relationship, and he was pretty heartbroken. And so he just kind of turned to me and he said, you know what would be really, really cool? If I would love to just kind of be in one of your projects where I'm just running after and shooting at bad guys. And I thought to myself, huh, the idea of my buddy just shooting at bad guys, just for some reason, I saw it as like a handheld kind of like a documentary kind of vibe. And then it coupled with another kind of bucket list wish of mine is to always do a project that was kind of like a Spinal Tap improvised project. And so the idea of just kind of having an assassin's mockumentary got good to me. And so I decided to just try an experiment, and I asked some actor friends to do, not a short film, not that was going to be a part of any project per se, but I just asked them to do an interview and asked them to just talk about their process as actors. But what they didn't know was I was actually framing it that they were talking about being assassins. And so just the genesis of it just came very organically that way. And then suddenly I realized I could do a funny mockumentary of ordinary people who moonlight as assassins and just kind of create this whole assassin subculture where I can talk about fandom and talk about all kinds of, and just poke fun. I can poke fun at documentaries itself. I could poke fun at, violence. I could just, violence and whatever. It just got good to me, and I thought it was funny. I just thought it was a funny idea.
Very cool. Like the passion behind us. Now, take us through, if you would, the recently discovered footage of the infamous Coda Tea House massacre.
Well, yeah. So the gag is that it's a fake massacre, and I basically just show it's an infamous incident that happened in the criminal underground, and so these four great assassins got killed, and it's a big mystery of why were they there, how did they get there, and so it's a found footage film, essentially, and so I have an ex-CIA guy, who is an expert on the underground world of artist assassins, and so that's just basically the movie just kind of takes you of this, discovered found footage of how they got there. We actually hear the story, and it's a quite kind of circuitous story of how each of these assassins, who are very different in their own right, like one is kind of like a single guy, he was like my lover romantic character, and I also have a housewife who's also an assassin. I have the new father who's an assassin, and then I have the kind of new upstart who becomes this big star. And so we just kind of retroactively trace how they kind of got at the Coda Tea House massacre. And so that's kind of like the big question is, why were they there and how they got there and the ridiculous way they went out?
the aforementioned hit people, Frosty, Lucian Mercy, Red Rick, no relation, and Lady Faith. And I just think about with your time, as I was mentioning in the Marvel, we always talk about origin story. And when you write this, you're basically making, along with the CIA agent, Jonathan Sully, and then the guy suspected of killing him, Rockstar. I mean, you're just making all these great origin stories. It seems like it's right up your alley.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, honestly, for me, it was the idea of creating a universe. Because my heroes are like people who make universes, like Ridley Scott, or visionaries like James Cameron. Like those, I grew up in the 80s, so that's kind of, those are my guys. And so the opportunity to create a universe and yeah, the, you know, how does one get into this subculture that I made up, like, was kind of irresistible.
Well, also, I know you kind of did it like Larry David or Woody Allen. You basically said, you know, you had to find super talented guys who, actors and actresses who could improvise, because you said this is the main gist of what I need you to say, but, you know, explore the space, so to speak, right?
Yeah, honestly, like, okay, it was always a fantasy of mine to do a project where I could whisper in an actor's ear, you know, for an improvised kind of project, to whisper in the ear, hey, so whatever you do, just try to get this job, okay? Like, you're in this job interview, try to get the job no matter what. And then whisper to the other actor, okay, so no matter what they do, don't give them the job. And just basically have these two motivations collide with them, with one another, and film it, and just see what came about. And it was very liberating, because I, as the kind of puppet master, if you will, like, I know how I want it to end, but I'm also open to it ending differently, because I knew in the end I would have all these characters, you know, go out in a Shakespearean kind of blowout. So I was allowing actors to kind of do their own version of the joke, and it was very exciting. It was very exciting to see all the different actors kind of do their own version of the joke of the show. So it was just really a lot of fun. That was the kind of, if it's fun, it's in the movie kind of thing. That was the philosophy.
Well, like you, I'm a huge Spinal Tap fan, and the hilarity of people talking about the absurd, or as you would say, Hitman, in just very normal tones, in that sort of cinema verite style, I mean, that just lends itself to comedy.
I'm so excited to hear you say that, because that's exactly the tone I was trying to strike, because I wanted to show or create something that I hadn't seen before. And yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. The whole Spinal Tap, that very dry, that kind of Monty Python-esque, you know, the whole, like, that Zucker Brothers, like, sort of, you know, whatever's going on, don't wink at the camera. Don't, you know, it's let the absurdity play with the ironic dryness of it all. So you nailed it. That's exactly what we were going for. So I just, the absurdity with the crashing into the reality, because whenever we show, like, a normal person, they're horrified. And that's exactly the correct response, because this is a very weird world. And whenever you see a normal person, they're just, you know, freaked out. And that's, you know, I like the idea that we kind of seduce you into this world. But I, every now and then I remind you, they're monsters. You know, these are horrible people. So that was part of the fun too.
Well, it's called Artists in Agony, a crime mockumentary hitting digital on July 21st. And they put the sass in assassin as the subtitle. I love that. And we've been speaking to the guy who wrote it and directed, a special effects whiz, and also now a overall great filmmaker in Kenneth Liu. Kenneth, congratulations on the film, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure. Thank you.